The World is Badly Made, the second Velvet Paw of Asquith novel, also known as the Duven books, by Thomas Caulfield, read and produced by the author. Chapter 1. They looked bored, they looked angry, and what's more, they were looking at him. Even the stewardess glowered, which was not, Oscar Teabag Duven imagined, something stewardesses were encouraged to do. He tried a smile. It was not returned. In fact, the passengers' scowls deepened. When the stewardess arrived, her paws gripped a drinks trolley in a manner suggesting she either hated flying, hated Oscar, or both.
"Would you like a nice mug of hot fin, sir?" she growled, from behind teeth refusing to separate.
No, thank you," said Oscar, tugging at his collar, "as I had one on your previous flight, and so lumpy was it that I'm still trying to swallow it."
"Are you quite sure?"
"Yes, it was dreadful."
"No, I mean about having a nice mug of hot fin."
Oscar leant forward. "I think we're both aware that would not be a good idea." She leant in also.
"Having you aboard is not a good idea."
"Oh, I agree. And therefore, perhaps you could ask the pilot to hurry up. It's getting decidedly cramped back here."
"Oh, dear. You're feeling a little uncomfortable, are you?"
"Well, only because you and your drinks trolley seem intent on sharing my seat."
"I wouldn't share anything with you."
"Except for a nice mug of hot fin, it seems." The stewardess seethed and tightened her grip on the trolley.
"You will have your mug of hot fin," she hissed, "and you will have it now."
"Well, that sounds remarkably like sharing to me." With a growl, she slammed the trolley into his paw. While Oscar nursed it with expletives, passengers deepened their glowers upon him.
"You will have your mug of hot fin, cat," she said, "or I will make you ingest it involuntarily."
Clutching his paw, Oscar said, "Well, considering its lumps, I doubt it could be consumed any other way." She poured some lumps into a mug and shoved the thing at him.
"Drink it, before I physically damage you."
"I would have thought that sort of thing would be discouraged at altitude," he said, taking the mug reluctantly.
"Not if it's you, cat."
The communal scowl upon him deepened. With the same contempt as her arrival, the stewardess left, storming down the aisle as though keen to flatten something at the end of it. Oscar stared at passengers until they also relinquished attention. Uncertain what to do with the mug, he swilled its lumps. Drinking it was out of the question. Even the verb was inappropriate. Chewing might be more apt. Regardless, he didn't have a fork. In the end, he poured them into the pocket behind the seat in front. There was an in-flight magazine on his lap, the same one browsed during the previous two flights, and now even less appealing than he'd found it the first time, which he used to dry the mug. The animal sitting beside him was not impressed by any of this and glowered. With whiskers raised, Oscar offered him the magazine, complete with smeared lumps, until the dog tuttered and looked away. The animal's disdain was understandable. The passengers had, after all, been manacled together on the three flights already today, so their initial enthusiasm had long since withered. It was just unfortunate the withering had extended to the entire flight crew. Through a little window, Oscar peered to determine how high they were, but it was night, so he couldn't. This was just as well, because he hated flights only marginally more than he hated flying. Settling into his seat, he fluffed his pantaloons and tucked his tail in beside him, a bit like a seatbelt, before purring to counter further scowls thrown his way. There was, however, one animal aboard whose enthusiasm remained, the pilot. It's fortunate that the animal in charge harboured none of the indignation seething throughout the rest of the aeroplane. Ironically, his joviality arose from knowing he was about to die horribly. Perhaps even more ironically, dying horribly was something he'd been looking forward to immensely, an enthusiasm he was trying to share with the flight engineer and navigator. In the dim light of the cockpit, the navigator doodled on a clipboard. The flight...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?